Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Cat's Path. So, this is the la wait, this is the last episode of me being 19. Yeah. Already hitting things. Alrighty. Yeah, last episode of me being 19. The next time I make a podcast, I will be 20. So I just wanted to kind of talk about about it doesn't really have a name. I'm just gonna kind of talk about it. I've realized that I definitely had much higher hopes. I pictured a better I don't know. I guess I still hung on to some of that like childhood hope that things would magically click when I turned 20 and things would just be different. And they're not, obviously. I don't know, I'm not feeling very positive in a way. I'm feeling a lot of negative emotions. And what I mean by that is like, first and foremost, I'm like disappointed in myself that I'm not at a better spot, that I haven't made any like quote unquote big adult changes and improvements to myself or to my life. You know, I thought things would click and I would just be completely unstoppable, powering through. You know, I just figured it would be different. So I'm a little disappointed in myself that it's not like that. And that, like, I'm disappointed in some of the choices that I've made. Like, would I have been in a better spot if I didn't do this or something? I don't know. But I'm disappointed in a way. I'm frustrated in a way. No, not in a way. I'm just frustrated that I didn't work hard enough or fast enough to get those changes that I'm now disappointed that I don't have. Like, I understand this is very, what's the word? I don't know, like I did it to myself. Of course there's some situations, like there's some factors that I can't control. I know that. But like in the big scheme of things, I'm frustrated at myself that I just didn't do enough, I guess. And I'm frustrated that I've cared so much about other people's accomplishments and all the progression that they've made, and for allowing myself to be jealous over them instead of just working to get those things myself. Like, I don't know. I'm just upset, even though I know it's just, like I said in the beginning of this journey, that I know when I wake up on Saturday, like the world isn't gonna magically change. I'm not really gonna change. The only thing that changes is I have to stop saying I'm 19 and I'm 20, or start putting 20 on, you know, papers and stuff. But I know that the number doesn't really mean anything, but it still sucks, in a way. I think I just had higher expectations, maybe? I don't know. Like, I'm happy, I guess. Like, I'm excited because I know there will be new opportunities, new situations, new relationships. Like, I know there will be new things because there's new things every year for people. So I know it's going to be different, but is it going to be like life-changing out of a movie? Probably not. And maybe that's what I'm disappointed in. I had such like magical, I fantasies maybe, and that didn't happen, and that won't really happen for me. I know I have to be the one to make those changes, and I don't know, kind of just like looking back on the year, I thought I did a lot of stuff. I thought I had a lot of new experiences, but maybe I didn't. I don't know. Along with that, I've applied to like 7 jobs and no one's gotten back to me. So that's frustrating, being not like borderline broke, which I don't know the right word, but I would like a job. I would like some money to come into my bank account. My bank account is hungry. But what else? What other I do have a birthday plan party, I guess. So my birthday's on Saturday. I have a friend's birthday party on the 18th and then the 19th, and then mine's on the 20th, and another friend is on the 21st. So 4 birthdays in a row. I don't know what they're doing. But that's cool. I like growing up, I never had friends whose birthdays were in January. And now all of a sudden I have those 3 plus one more. Her birthday was on the 9th. So 4 birthdays in January. That's pretty cool. Didn't have that before. But anyways, birthday plans. So on Friday, I will go have dinner with my family and my boyfriend and stuff. And then Saturday, I rented. How do you? I got an apartment room. No, a hotel room. What is that? Like, you rent a hotel? Book a hotel room? I don't know. I will have a hotel room. And then it's just gonna be me and a couple of girls, and we're just gonna have a little girls' night till Sunday. So super excited about that. This semester started again, so that gets me out of the house, which is really nice. I hope that will. I'm really excited about these classes. I think they'll be a lot more interesting. I think I was trying to remember what classes I had last episode. I have art appreciation, ethics, which I don't really know what that involves, but it sounds cool. And psychology, which I did take in high school, and I really, really, really liked it, actually. So I'm excited to take it at a more intense level. So I think these classes will be much more interesting. I'm gonna try stay on top, keep myself organized. I got like new school materials. I'm updating my iPad, making everything as organized as possible, to hopefully motivate me. What else? I don't know. It's freezing. It's literally, let's see if I can quietly look this up. It's been cold. We had some snow, very light snow, but it was cool. And yeah, it's cold, and whenever I go check the mail, I get frostbite. That's a joke. It says it's 18 degrees right now, so that's how cold it is. Here. No wind, which is nice. When I wake up tomorrow, it'll be 17. I think the high's like 41. This says 40. So yeah, it's cold. It's been cold. So that's been fun. Texans panic when it's snow cold. They drive stupid. They stock up like there's about to be an apocalypse. We li have like our faucets dripping and stuff so they don't freeze because Texas doesn't know how to handle the cold. That's kind of cool. I'm hoping that it doesn't interfere with anything on my birthday. Like, I hope it doesn't like sporadically ice over or something and people can't come over. Because that would suck. But otherwise, it's just cold. But I'm excited to be out of the house. I am going back to the job thing since I haven't had a job opportunity yet. Trust me, I've been checking, I've been doing my part. It's not me, it's them. But I am gonna go back to my job from like the job I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. It's at a salon, but I'm going to go back there for a little bit and we'll see how that works out. I don't really want that to be permanent again. But a little money won't hurt, so we're going back there. And it'll be nice to see my very lovely coworkers. So yeah. Well, this is a very, very short episode. I don't know. Maybe as the day gets closer, because it's Wednesday. So maybe as the day gets closer, my emotions will turn from negative to positive. But at the moment, I'm not very optimistic, which I think is okay, but just still kind of sucks overall. But we'll see. A whole new year for me and the calendar. But it's new stuff overall. We are, you know, making our way through. And I just hope things get better. And things are bad. I'm not saying that to be like, my life sucks, my life is bad. It's not. But a little bit of positivity, really, really good change would be nice. So we'll see. But anyways, so next episode, I'll be 20. I'll let you know how my birthday went. And let me know what you guys would like to hear. Yeah. So, yeah. Shoot, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. Let me know what you guys want to say. Make sure you like comment or leave a little note or something. It helps. Not only makes me smile, but gives me good insight too. You know, whatever it may be, I like to see that it's reaching people. Oh, I have a question that maybe you guys can help me answer. What are some other ways I should like advertise? Should I try and like take a clip of this and put it on TikTok? You know, and make like and I don't know. I need some more what's the word? Advertising ideas, ways to get myself out there, the podcast out there. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. But as always, thank you so much for listening, tuning in, sticking with me, and I will end it right here and see you next week. Bye.